G'day, it's Moffy. Today is September 25. It was on this day in 1964 that the Temptations recorded this hit. Well, I guess you said what can make me feel this way, my dear. In 1965, Barry McGuire went to number one with Eve of Destruction. It stayed there for a week. Tell me. Janis Joplin recorded Me and Bobby McGee in 1970. Just 9 days later, the 27-year-old died of a drug overdose. And Cat Stevens released this one in 1971. Nirvana hired a new drummer on this day in 1990. His name, Dave Grohl. Come as you are, as you were, as I want you to be. It was this day in 1980 that Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham died. He was just 32. Tom Petty played his last gig in LA in 2017. It was part of their 40th anniversary tour. The singer was dead a week later. Superman star Christopher Reeves was born on this day in 1952. The actor passed away back in 2004.
You're late, Kent. I know, I'm sorry, Mr. White. I got stuck in traffic.
Oh, that's a new one.
Excuse me?
I mean, as opposed to I was stuck in a phone booth or I got locked into the men's bathroom or something like that.
What are you talking about?
A stack of birthdays today, and Michael Douglas is 76.
Turns out in Germany, my dubbed voice is this fantastic, deep, great voice. And I got this little wanky voice coming out of me. I guess.
Luke Skywalker, or Mark Hamill, is 69 today.
Tonight, I'll be eating a veggie cheeseburger on ciabatta. No tomato.
And other actors celebrating birthdays, Australian Colin Friels is 68, Heather Locklear is 59, and Will Smith is 52 today.
All right, sit down. Stand up.
Okay, I'm really confused by the direction.
I'm the director, do what I say.
And all of that happened today, September 25.